What's going on, guys? Welcome to the first episode of Volley Talk. Today we have Coach T.
Hey, everybody.
And we have Coach Cam.
Hi, guys.
So, what's going on, guys? I know we're currently in a quarantine. So much is happening. What's going on with you, Coach Cam? We'll start off with you.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going insane because I'm not able to play volleyball as much as I would like to. But in terms of work, I feel like this is finally a time for me to catch up with a lot of passion projects that normally, you know, on a daily day, we generally don't have time for. It's also been really good to just work out more often, even though I hate working out at home. I feel like now I finally have the time to make that a priority and just, you know, prioritize healthy living and eating clean and just taking care of, you know, my mental health as well has been really refreshing. And so even though this quarantine has had a lot of negative effects in terms of how many people it has impacted and how many people, you know, are suffering because of this, I also feel like it's a really good opportunity for others to just in general reset and reestablish their priorities and moving forward know how to, you know, stay sane with the bus and the hustle of New York City itself.
So definitely this quarantine, you know, it's brought on a lot of negative things in general, but I have personally been able to wind down a little bit. I know at the beginning there was a lot of anxiety to be had, but I've definitely caught up with my sleep schedule, you know. How about you, Coach T? How are you holding up?
So far, so good, thanks. Like you said, the beginning was a lot. There's a lot of things up in the air. Of course, the whole situation with this brings a lot of uncertainty. So with uncertainty comes the anxiety. I also miss playing volleyball, like Cam said. I miss the kids. The youth league season got canceled, so we've been trying to do our best, giving everybody credit and like trying to find new programming, like our virtual classes that Big City offers. Coach Nicole runs trivia Monday nights. So just keeping busy with like staying in touch with our community, the Big City community. And me personally, I've been trying to like reach out to everybody who needs me, try and get personal matters settled. So been busy with that.
Okay, so moving on. Cam, tell me, what is your best and your worst coaching experience?
I have to think about this. I really do. What do you think, TM?
Well,
can you share first?
Interject here. I actually can think of, I don't know if I would call this the worst, but it was pretty bad. It involves all three of us.
Oh no, I definitely I know what you're talking about.
We were coaching a summer camp, and you know, we always tell kids like, hey, like when you go get your ball from somewhere like the middle of the court, make sure you don't turn your back to the court. Make sure you're always keeping your eye on the court. Anywho, we were actually going over serving. And Coach Marco was trying to teach a young athlete that if you put your whole body behind a ball, you can help transfer your body weight behind the ball and get that ball over the net.
Oh, no.
As accurate as that information was, Coach Marco decided to demonstrate, and the ball went a little faster than we all thought. And unfortunately, hit another young athlete. And in fact, the young athlete had just so happened to be right next to Coach Cam. And we spent the rest of the I spent the rest of the day making sure. I mean, we all did. But I made it my strongest effort to make sure that kid was smiling and not crying by the end of that game.
Well, I can say with pure confidence that summer camp, every aspect of it is a learning experience. And shout out Mia for knowing how to serve now. You're welcome. Yeah, I'd have to say that my best and my worst coaching experience comes from youth league. I know Coach T and I, we have a lot of seasons under our belts, but I'll start off with my worst. I'd have to say it was probably, I think, two seasons ago. It was playoffs and only about four or five girls showed up and we just got absolutely demolished. And you know, especially since we had just won the season before, it was such a step down. It was pretty bad, but doesn't really matter because my best coaching experience is the following season when we ended up winning the whole thing, you know. But that's not even the best moment. The best moment was beating the best team in the league.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say any names, but you know who you are. no, but yeah, no, it's unfortunate that Coach Mello's not here, but it's okay. no, but that entire day was just, it was a lot. It definitely reinforced why I love coaching. I know I had to coach a middle school team that same day that I had taken, that I've been coaching throughout the season. And, you know, it's playoffs, it's championships. So those nerves are all over the place. Emotions are running high. You know, the girls know who they are, but, you know, I had to deal with a lot of just girls that just didn't confide in themselves. And it felt really good to help others, you know, lift others up, just bring up morale. And they did very well. They got second place. And they weren't expecting to get far at all. And my girls, they weren't expecting to get past the first round, let alone the second round. And they won the whole thing. So best and worst, boom.
And I mean, I feel like this season for the youth league was pretty insane. Like every single team, every single girl, like the level was amazing. And it was just so much fun to watch throughout the whole season. I also feel like that's one of those things that I really, really miss from Big City. Like, you know, being able to like see the players and like talk to the players every Saturday after their games when they're really excited and saying hi to their parents. So I know I'm like, I keep on reminiscing about like, oh, you know, the good old time.
Yeah. The outside world. I know.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay.
My kids and my parents. Definitely for sure.
Yeah. I know Coach T has been reaching out to some of his girls. I know they've been communicating. But so like let's tone things down. Like let's bring this back a bit. Let's start off with Coach Cam, and you can tell me three words that you would use to describe Coach T.
Ooh.
Yeah. Can we be shady? I'm joking.
Yes. Yes, that is encouraged. It is encouraged.
Well, T has been with us for quite some time now, and I guess I'm just gonna speak from like working with you, because knowing you at a personal level is completely different. But from working with you, I would say you're very fun to work with. You are very professional and you are very committed. So those are like the three words that I will use to describe you, because I feel like as a coach, those are like the three things that to me, of, you know, about your personality, like come across more strongly. So
thanks.
Oh, yeah. Wow. All right. So Coach T, three words to describe how you feel about Coach Cam, or three words to describe Coach Cam. Let me say that.
I love you. There. Boom. Done it. Did it. Nailed it.
So thanks for tuning into our episode. Great note.
No, but no. Three words. Definitely. Like crazy, but in a greatest way possible. Because I didn't want to use the word energy. It's because it's just infectious. Like my favorite memory is when we first did a class together. We ended up doing the pit, which is your favorite drill.
Oh my God.
And we ended up throwing like all these balls, and you're like yelling at them, like, "Hey, get it, grab a touch, go, 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 yes, yes," you know. And that's like totally like me. So like we vibed really well. And we did a short ball drill too, where they had to make it to the 10-foot line and pass. And you're like, go, go, yeah, you touch it, you can touch it, go, you know. And I loved it. It was a time where I'm like, I also felt like I could be myself during that time too. So that worked for me, and I really loved that. I didn't even thank you for that. Thanks so much. That was great.
Honestly, I feel like that's probably one of my best experiences, like in big city, like just that day, that memory with you means a lot to me because we had so much fun. Oh my God, we had so much fun.
I love it so much. Yeah. Second word. Charismatic. You know, like you always have a professional aura about you too when you go into a classroom and you're able to like command attention, but in a way that's like the person you admire and you want to please kind of thing. And you're also like positive. You never let somebody walk out of your class with a negative feeling or intention. They're always learning something, even if it's not per se a volleyball skill, learning how to communicate better, learning how to participate better. You know, and then you also don't take bull. So, you know, they ready to learn when you go to your gym. I mean, you've always had great reviews, like with the Grace Church morning classes and afternoon class. So definitely charismatic. And for my third word, I would have to say, oh, hey, it doesn't have to be volleyball. You're stylish, girl. You're stylish.
Yeah, she definitely
up to like. I like it when you're out sometimes. I'm like, okay, give it to me hard, sis. Okay.
She'll come to a boot camp with just the camera and like the nicest dress, and I don't even know about dresses. I'm just like,
yeah. Thank you for that. Like, this is just a reaffirmation that, you know, the work we're doing itself, it's good and it's, you know, helping people. And I feel like, just by walking like into this job, that's like your main expectation is, you know, being able to not only teach the fundamentals, but be someone that can energize a whole group. And that's definitely something that any of us should, you know, take pride in, because we're all able to do it. And I feel like we all do it so well.
Yes.
So unfortunately, Coach T, we don't have time to listen to your three words. So
yes, we do. We totally do.
Okay. The moment we've all been waiting for, yes. Coach T, please be nice.
Well, actually,
hold up, because you actually get 5 words, not only 3.
Oh, 5. Ooh.
we'll stick to 3.
I've personally been in some of those boot camp classes right by your side, so I know how funny and fun the class could be with you as lead. But I can't imagine like what those classes would be about you. So, with that said, I'm going to use the word dedicated, because you are dedicated to your bootcamp program. I don't think you've ever really missed a day of bootcamp. And even if you were hurt, you still try to pull through and get through whatever task needed to be done. You've also been there right by my side for Youth League. So definitely dedicated is a word. Let's see. 3. Oh.
I think that's pretty funny, because there was one day that I missed boot camp, and guess who covered? Coach Cam.
Oh, yes.
Funny that you mentioned that, because that's actually the first time that I worked with Tia. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was your interview day as well, right?
Yeah, it was like that.
You were already hired, but this was probably like one of your first classes.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I was probably one of the first coaches that you met. And yes, and that's the story of the pit. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Love it.
I had a lot of fun. But yeah, that it's actually a funny coincidence that the one time you missed it, it was the two of us involved.
Yeah, it was meant to be. That's how Cam and I met. Your absence was needed for this to happen.
Thanks, guys. You don't need me.
Don't cry because it's over. Cry because it happened. But my third word would be present. You are present, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, when you need to be. Like I said, You've been here on my side. You're also here for the others, staff, and the kids as well. Like Cam said, like a lot of the youth league kids look up to you, especially the ones on your team. That's because you're present. Like, you have to be there, you know, for them to see you, and not just physically, again, like emotionally, mentally, like that's all a big part of it.
Aw, thank you, T. I can confidently say I feel that way about you too as well. You're definitely your own person, and I don't think anything or anyone can shake that and make that any different. Okay, so this might be a little complicated, but we'll start off with Coach T. If you could implement any rule in the game of volleyball, what would it be?
Ooh. Can it tip the game in my favor? No.
Lower the net a bit.
People who are 6 foot can't jump. A rule that I would want to implement. I don't know if this is like, it's really more geared towards the logistics of the game. But having been a high school coach, I literally sat in a game where I saw another coach get yellow carded 5 times and in 1 red card. Like, it was insane over like any and everything. Oh, but if I had to be more specific, I know one of the things that that particular ref was obsessed about was entry points for the subs. Like, obviously they're supposed to have them before the 10 foot line. But one of my players just so happened to have their big toe on the 10-foot line when they were switching for the libero. And I actually got a yellow card for it now that I'm thinking about it.
I think I might have been there. I think I was working the scores. Yeah. That ref was – it was a real piece of work. I remember that.
Yeah. I've never seen that. Like, the other coach – and I felt bad. She was new. It was, like, her first season. And this is like traumatic. She's like screaming, like, why am I getting yellow carded so much? I didn't think I was in there. And I'm like, I came up to her after the game and I'm like, listen, sis, like, it's really not. It's really, really not.
Like, yeah, he had somewhere to go. He needed that game to be done like quick. He had to go.
I mean, they were going to beat my team, but damn, like, you know,
at least let them think that they were like,
yeah.
If I could implement a rule, well, I know, for example, when I played in college for Hunter, which some of our coaches do, we had a fierce libero when I played, and he had a sick serve. I know, like, well, basically in college volleyball, our liberos are not allowed to serve, at least in men's volleyball. So I think if we could remove that rule, I mean, we definitely could have been more successful that year. I know my libero had a wicked serve. But in just overall, going back to the libero, if they can set front row, like...
That's you.
Like, yeah, so, you know, for whoever doesn't know, liberos aren't allowed to hand set the ball in front of the 10-foot line. And if they do, then their hitters cannot jump and attack the ball. They have to be stationary on the ground and hit the ball over that way. So that's one rule. All right, so we'll be wrapping up today's episode. We'll be launching new information, all types of information on our website. If you'd like to be a guest at some point, you can certainly reach out to us and we can set up an interview. We'll be rotating coaches between Coach Cam, Coach T, and there'll be a surprise guest on our next episode. So more information for that. Don't forget to like this video, drop a comment, let us know any feedback. And, all right, thank you guys. Have a great day, great night, and stay up.
And
bye.